Welcome to the Broadcast Dialogue Podcast, the show all about the media industry in Canada.
On this Thursday night,
we'll always be standing up for Canadians in difficult situations abroad.
CBC Television and some of its flagship programming like The National have been a constant in the lives of many Canadians, but how they're watching is changing. In this episode of Broadcast Dialogue, the podcast, Gabe Lindo, Executive Director of OTT Programming, on the launch of the public broadcaster's newly rebranded streaming service, CBC Gem. Is CBC Gem a response to how Canadians are watching the CBC?
Yeah, I think it's about thinking about how Canadians are consuming content, acknowledging that their behaviors are changing, and our mission and mandate is really about bringing content to Canadians however they want to access it. And so if there's an opportunity to service their needs in a way where they're consuming content, then we need to be there.
So what are the numbers telling you about where and how audiences are watching?
Well, I think that it's interesting. I mean, the CBC Gem has been in the previous iteration of CBC TV around just over a year now. And so we've been getting some really interesting data around how people are using the service. And over the past year, it's interesting that the average audience age is a lot lower than our traditional linear television audience, which is, you know, not that surprising in terms of there are younger folks who are accessing content via streaming services and online, and less so having cable subscriptions. So I think that that's sort of a really important opportunity for us to reach even younger demographics who are, you know, accustomed to watching video content online or through subscription services and otherwise.
So the analytics are telling you that you are tapping into a new audience.
Yeah, the that's right. The younger demographics of our Gem audience is a lot younger than would be the average age of our linear audience. And so I think that what that means is we're able to reach new people. I think that there are folks that are watching CBC and are being introduced to CBC via CBC Gem that would be consuming us otherwise.
The service has initially launched with offerings from Telefilm and some of the international broadcasters, in addition to the CBC programming slate. Do you want to talk about the content strategy?
For sure. And I think it's an interesting service overall in that there's over 4,000 hours of both on-demand and live programming. And the content strategy, I think, is really threefold in that the first part is really, can we target really strong entertainment offering in terms of scripted, unscripted content that's homegrown, that's Canadian-focused? We have over 100 Canadian feature films on the service. We really see CBC Gem as a destination for the best Canadian films that we can bring to our audiences, and we hope to be the number one destination for Canadian cinema in Canada. We also have an incredible kids lineup of over 250 hours of kids programming, and we plan to double that in 2019. And some of our most watched programs are preschool and school-age programming. So we know that that's an area that there's a lot of opportunity and growth. And what's great is that's all ad-free. And so that's a really strong offering for Canadians as well. And then we also have a lot of international series that we're bringing to Canadians. We like to think of it as bringing the best of the world of storytelling to Canada. And so we've done a number of deals with BBC Studios and ITV and other broadcasters and distributors to find really compelling stories that would resonate with our audience. The other thing I'd add, which is really important, is that in addition to this really great entertainment offering, we're also really focused on helping to inform Canadians. And so through CBC GEM, you can actually get an understanding of your local community through our CBC local and regional programming. We have 14 linear channels that are streaming channels that are available directly within CBC GEM. And that's an offering that is, I think, really compelling for people who are able to access local stories and local programming, regardless of where they are in the country. And then, of course, we have a fantastic news lineup, current affairs and documentaries to sort of provide that layer of informing that I think is really valuable to give unique perspectives about what's happening around the world locally and nationally. And the last layer is to really think about creating programming that builds national identity and builds a sense of togetherness in the country. So things like the Olympics that bring us all together, award events like the Junos, where we can celebrate the best in Canadian music. There could be election coverage and live events that really drive engagement and bring us together to watch collectively. That's a really important focus for us as well. And that's something I think that sets us apart and makes us distinct from some of the other services that are just really focusing on doing entertainment content on demand. We really think of this service as a new, fresh way of engaging with Canadians to complete both an entertainment offering, a news and local offering, and then that idea of bringing Canadians together around these marquee nation-building events.
One of the highlights of the recent launch was the announcement that you have established a partnership with Wattpad. Can you talk more about that and what kind of opportunities CBC GEM is going to present to Canadian creators going forward?
For sure. So the relationship with Wattpad is something that's quite new, and I think the focus there was really trying to collaborate with fellow organizations and companies that share a mandate and an alignment. So with Wattpad, of course, it's a Canadian company. It's the leading social storytelling platform in the world. There are a lot of incredible Canadian writers and contributors to the Wattpad platform. And for us, what we wanted to do was to work with them to connect with new creators, new storytellers that they're incubating on their platform. And so for us, it's just another way to plug into a new crop of voices to ensure that we are finding new and interesting stories to serve our audience.
Is there an evolutionary vision of GEM and what its potential could be?
Yeah, you know, it's a good question. I think that for me, what's really great is that there's a lot of synergy in across CBC and the wonderful people that I'm fortunate to be able to work with. And I think there's a lot of consistency in thinking around the potential for CBC GEM and it being a lot more than a traditional streaming service that is really just a content library of on-demand content. And so for CBC GEM, I think it's really an opportunity for us to, in a way, be a national gathering place. And I talked a little bit about the entertainment programming and the ability to share Canadian stories, but I also think that it's a place where Canadians can come to find out about what's happening in their local community, what's happening around the world from our Canadian lens, but then also to gather around these really marquee live nation-building events. And so whether it might be the hockey game or it might be the Olympics or some other celebration like the Junos. And I think that with the increase of streaming services and the competitiveness of that market, there's a real opportunity for CBC Gem to hold that mantle of Canadian content and really being a destination for Canadians who want to explore and consume content that's homegrown. And, you know, I have to say that so many of our programs sell in hundreds of countries around the world, and many of these are titles that, you know, many Canadians may not be as familiar with, but, you know, Canadian content is winning awards around the world. Canadian films are winning and being entered into prestigious international film festivals. So there's a real, I think, renaissance and a massive amount of talent from the Canadian storytellers out there today. And the ability that we have to bring and aggregate those fantastic stories in one destination, I think it's going to do a lot for creating more profile and engagement with Canadian content. I think it's going to do a lot to drive engagement and consumption of Canadian films. And that speaks to the partnership with Telefilm and their incredible support of CBC Gem and really seeing it as a destination for supporting and marketing and bringing attention to Canadian filmmakers and their stories through our platform. So I do think that CBC Gem is more than just a streaming service in that it can be a gathering place for Canadians. I think that that's a big part of why we're so excited about it and the potential for it to, I think, be transformative in many ways.
And CBC Gem will premiere the public broadcaster's first long-form digital scripted series in March. Do you think this is just the tip of the iceberg in terms of content that's going to be developed for the platform?
I do, and I think that, you know, we currently, as you alluded to, we're premiering Northern Rescue on March 1st. But we also have a roster of original programming for Gem, primarily in the short form space, and in many cases, short form documentaries that are doing really well and engaging with different audiences. But you're right. I think that it is the tip of the iceberg in terms of wanting to bring stories and continue to use CBC Gem as a way to bring new stories to Canadians. And I anticipate that in the future we'll have many, many more titles that are coming to the platform.
So do you see a clear path ahead for traditional television delivery and where that meets online viewing?
Well, you know, the interesting thing actually is, as I mentioned, within CBC Gem, you can actually access CBC's main network content as a live stream. So you can actually watch CBC, whether you want any of our 14 local channels, you can watch them directly within CBC Gem without having a cable subscription. So I think that's exciting. But what's interesting is what we've seen from the consumption is that live viewing within CBC Gem is actually one of the most popular activities. And so I think that the behavior of watching live streaming television is still one that's quite popular, even within a streaming environment. And so I think that what's great about CBC Gem is that we combine the best of both worlds. We combine live television streaming, but then we also have a robust content offering that is available on demand. So I think that what we're trying to do is to continue to serve audiences and deliver content to them in ways that make sense for their lives. So whether that means regularly scheduled programming, whether it means on-demand content or special event programming that is streaming live through Gem that's not streaming on the channel, we plan to just continue to experiment and continue to offer Canadians great access to content.
There's been some criticism as of late that the public broadcaster's foray into digital is creating an uneven playing field for private media to compete in. Do you have thoughts on that?
I think not really. I mean, I think that at the end of the day, if you look at what the purpose and mandate of a public broadcaster is, specifically CBC, it's creating stories, it's informing Canadians, and it's delivering it to them in ways that they want to access it. I think that you have to ask yourself what business we're in, and the business we're in is delivering, creating and delivering content to Canadians however they want to receive it. So whether that means through digital, whether it means if people want to access content via their mobile devices on the go, if they want to lean back and experience it in their living room, if they want to watch it on their tablet or their computer, however they want to receive it, whichever device, then it's incumbent on us to remain relevant and deliver them content in the way that they want to receive it. So I think that it's a false dichotomy in that, you know, I think the mandate that we have is very much distinct in terms of what we're offering, in terms of our presence in local markets, in terms of our support of arts programming and documentaries, our support of children's programming, creating it in an ad-free environment for families. I think that all of those things are representative of our commitment to our mandate of serving Canadians. And regardless of whether it's digital distribution or via traditional broadcasting, that's something that we continue to hold dear.
Do you have anything you'd like to add, Gabe? What can we look forward to for 2019?
Yeah, I think that, you know, it's interesting. I mean, it's a launch, but it's not like a painting where we present it and unveil it, or a building and it's finalized and it's finished. It's going to continue to evolve. It's going to be continuing to be responsive to audiences. We're going to continue to offer content in a way that's easy for them to find things that they're going to enjoy and watch. And so I think it's the starting place for us, is what I'm trying to say. And as we go into next year, we're going to continually build our catalog. We're going to continue to bring more feature films. We're going to continue to partner with our sister company, Radio Canada, to offer French language programming in addition to what we have now. So there's all sorts of partnerships that we have and that we're working on to continue to bring great Canadian stories and stories from around the world. And we're really excited about doing that.
Thanks so much for joining us, Gabe.
Oh, my pleasure.
Thanks for listening to Broadcast Dialogue. For more information about the podcast or to receive exclusive access to our weekly briefing about the Canadian media industry, visit us at broadcastdialogue.com. Don't forget to like us on Facebook, connect with us on LinkedIn, and follow us on Twitter and SoundCloud.